KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Minister of Electricity and Energy Kgosietso Ramakgopa says South Africa will declare uranium a critical mineral to support the country's nuclear ambitions. The Nuclear Energy Corporation of South Africa has signed agreements with the US, Korea and China to advance uranium mining, fuel fabrication and nuclear medicine. Plans include a new multipurpose reactor to replace Safari 1 in the northwest, which has been operational since 1965. Treasury will allocate over R1 billion for the project. The minister says these steps aim to strengthen the country's nuclear energy and medical isotope sectors. Two suspects are in hospital under police guard after an attempted robbery in Pietermaritzburg that's claimed the life of a business owner. The KZN Police's Robert Netsiunda says a jewellery store at Park Lane Centre in the CBD was targeted yesterday afternoon.
A shootout ensued between the shop owner and the suspects. The shop owner sustained multiple gunshot wounds and was rushed to hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. The two suspects, aged 29 and 32 years old, also sustained gunshot wounds. They will appear in court as soon as they are declared fit to stand trial.
The National Sea Rescue Institute is urging caution as the full moon spring tide peaks today. It says it will cause higher than normal high tides and lower than normal low tides. This may result in stronger sea currents, posing hazards for bathers, boaters, paddlers, sailors and anglers. The Institute has warned that coastal hiking trails could be cut off during high tide and waves may engulf certain fishing spots. NSRI spokesperson Craig Lambanon has also advised inland water users to be cautious.
The full moon spring tide causing the daily two high tides to be higher than normal and the daily two low tides to be lower than normal will be present throughout this weekend and into the new week. We appeal to parents to ensure your children have responsible adult supervision in and around water.
And in the UK, Downing Street has apologised to British Hindus after meat and alcohol was served at its annual Diwali event. Number 10 claims a mistake was made in the organisation of the reception. It insists it will not happen again. The celebration prompted complaints from several people. The top story, the Minister of Electricity and Energy, Kgosietso Ramakgopa, says South Africa will declare uranium a critical mineral to support the country's nuclear ambitions. The Nuclear Energy Corporation has signed agreements with the US, Korea and China to advance uranium mining, fuel fabrication and nuclear medicine. Go to ecr.co.za for more news. For Newswatch, I'm Danielle Mpahlele.